A Washington State Patrol trooper is alleging misconduct and dysfunction in the aviation unit that flies Governor Jay Inslee and other state dignitaries. The allegations are contained in a legal claim filed against the state. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with the News Tribune.
In his tort claim, Trooper Ryan Santoff alleges the lieutenant in charge of the Washington State Patrol's aviation unit lied to the governor's office, ordered the deletion of public records, and engaged in inappropriate office conduct. Specifically, the trooper says in 2014, Lieutenant Jim Nobach told the governor's office that the state's twin-engine King Air was unavailable for a trip because he, quote, wanted the governor to feel pressure to increase funding for the costly repair of the aircraft. In the second incident, Santoff alleges Nobach ordered the deletion of emails related to May Day protests in 2014, following a request for those records from a member of the public. Finally, the trooper alleges Nobach engaged in sexually suggestive comments and behavior with an office assistant during a meeting. Santoff says after he reported these incidents in 2016, he faced retaliation and an intolerable work environment, eventually leading him to request a transfer out of the aviation unit. An internal State Patrol investigation into the allegations concluded Nobach did not mislead the governor's office about the availability of the King Air. The investigation was inconclusive about whether Nobach directed pilots to delete emails to thwart a public records request. The internal investigation concluded there was no evidence that Nobach retaliated against Trooper Santoff. But State Patrol records show the lieutenant was counseled about maintaining professional conduct, and the entire aviation unit was required to attend sexual harassment training. The State Patrol says it will thoroughly, fairly, and transparently defend the organization against the tort claim. Trooper Santoff did not respond to an email, and his attorney declined to comment. They have not filed a formal lawsuit against the state. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.